Welcome to the Aliana Nita podcast, the podcast created to inform, challenge, and empower you. Now let's get down to business. Hey guys, welcome back to the Aliana Nita podcast, and I am so excited to have you join me for this week. As you all know, we are being affected by a global pandemic, COVID-19, and it has rocked our world literally. And before I started talking about anything in this podcast, I want to first send all of my love, my support, my energy, my prayers, my thoughts to anyone who is in the healthcare profession that is out there risking their lives every single day to care for the sick and the needy in this moment, especially those that are in New York, where there's over more than 200 at the time of this recording, is more than 200,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases. I know that so many doctors are being stretched and being worked and being pulled on in this moment. And I just want to say that I love you guys. I support you guys. And I am praying with you. I also want to send my condolences to anyone that has lost a loved one due to COVID-19. I know what it's like. I just recently lost a family member myself from COVID-19. And so I just want to send out all of my love, prayers, and condolences to anyone who has lost someone due to this virus. I also would like to send my love and support and prayers to anyone who is sick from COVID-19. So if you are currently suffering, or if you have suffered from COVID-19, I want you to know that I am praying for you and praying that you make a speedy and strong recovery. And for anybody that's out there that has not been affected by COVID-19, as far as health wise, I want to say stay healthy to you. And I also want to say to anyone that has lost their job or has been furloughed due to COVID-19, I want to let you know that I'm praying for you, and I'm believing that this too shall pass and we will overcome this together. So if you can, stay in the house, stay quarantined. If you're not an essential worker, make sure that you are taking your vitamin C, keeping your immune system up, and that you are keeping yourself active as much as you can. Guys, make sure you are zooming in with your loved ones and have fun during this time. Catch up on your rest. Do what you have to do for you in this moment while our nation and our world recovers from this virus. So I just wanted to hop on here really fast just to say hi to you guys, just to love on you guys really fast, just to say that I am here. I am pushing. I am working with you guys. I'm an American, so we are currently in the heat of the moment with COVID-19. And so I just want to let you guys know that I'm still healthy. Thank you, Jesus. I am an essential worker, so I am going to work every day. And part of my job, what I do is we do a lot of essential testing on air, water, and soil. So we're actually helping to protect the environment from things like COVID-19 and just different things that's out there. So yes, we are working around the clock. So I just wanted to jump in and talk to you guys just really quickly about talk about some things that I've learned during this COVID-19 season. I have been just kind of as much as I've been quarantined, as much as I can be quarantined, I've been just kind of thinking about just several different things and several different lessons that I walked away with. I talked to a coworker and I asked her what was one of her biggest lessons. And so I just wanted to just share some thoughts and just give you guys something to listen to as we all are quarantined. So one of the things that I learned, that I walked away learning from COVID-19, and this is it seemed like it is a given, but after reading an article, I think it was a Wall Street Journal article or a Forbes magazine article that said that most of Americans cannot go a whole month without pay, meaning that we don't have enough money stashed to last us a whole month without pay. And something that, and you know, something else, not only Americans, but businesses as well. So many businesses was living, what we found out was living check to check, literally, like they was just making it week by week. Even major companies was just making it as like just by the skin of their teeth. Like our government has had to bail out the whole airline industry because they have reserves. And so this taught me, and it basically reiterated to me the importance of stewardship, how very important it is to make sure that we steward our money in the best way possible. I've learned like it is vitally important to have 3 to 6 months, if not a year, of your monthly income saved up, as well as pay off every debt that you possibly can. It's just, we're just in that season where stewardship, like our lack of or our preparedness of stewardship is really showing. And unfortunately for so many industries and so many businesses and also so many people, it's being shown that we are not as good as stewards as we should be. And so this season has really taught me that you have to really tighten up on your stewardship and make sure that you are solid and you are secure for whatever the future holds. Another thing that I learned is the importance of multiple streams of income. Having multiple streams of income is good, period, but it is even better in extreme emergencies like this. As we see, many companies are forced to close their doors, and unfortunately, many of these companies won't open them again. And this is why it's so important to have more than one stream of income. I was taught that you need to go to college, and once you graduate, you can get a good paying job. But for me, my experience after 9/11, those good jobs went away. They no longer exist. And so for my generation and the generations after me, we're required to do out of the ordinary things. We have to create jobs. And not only do we have to create jobs, we have to create multiple streams of income. The thing is that you just don't know how your company is managing its money. Your company can be in deep debt, or maybe your company just don't generate a lot of money. Maybe it's only generating enough money to get through day to day. And so because we don't know what our companies are doing in an extreme emergency like this, they could be forced to close their doors or have to close their doors and never reopen them again, therefore leaving us without a job. So the best way to self-guard yourself in these kind of situations is to have more than one stream of income. Another thing that I learned is that I need a crisis plan. I think that everybody needs a crisis plan. You know, do you have a bag packed? If you had to vacate your home, like if somebody said you got to get out your house right away, do you have some kind of bag pack where you have clothes or things that can hold you over for a week or a day or whatever, right? Where would you go if you had to leave? If you had to just vacate, where would you go? Do you have an emergency contact? Who is that emergency contact? If you had to stay in your house and you couldn't get out, do you have enough food stored? Many of us panic when the spread of this virus happened. And right now, stores can't keep things like toilet paper, paper towels, and cleaning products in stock. And it's simply because we just didn't have a crisis plan in place. And so I want to challenge you, and I've had to challenge myself as well, to sit down and honestly think through what would it look like if if a certain, just a sudden emergency happened and I needed to vacate my home, or if I had to be, if I had to take shelter in my home, what would that look like? How would I manage through that? How would I be able to survive that? Who knows about this? Who can I talk to? All of those things. So it's so important that we just really honestly think through crisis plans. Something else that COVID-19 revealed to me is that change is nigh. Once this virus has passed and the dust has settled, life as we know it will never be the same. Unfortunately, like I said, many businesses won't open their doors again, therefore leaving many properties vacant. Many companies will realize that the price it's costing them to rent or own a building is a huge cost, and they can have their people work from home. It's also shown me how important universal health care is needed. So many issues all at once just came to the surface and revealed itself. And now it's showing us that we really need to take time to rethink how we go about business, school, and just life in general. The interesting thing about it is that we live in a technological and informational age. And the truth of the matter is that so many of our habits are archaic. And that's something that I feel like is going to change after COVID-19. We're going to see how we're going to have to really start utilizing technology at its best. And that's something that I honestly feel like we have not done a good job at, is utilizing all of the technology that we have available. So it's so vitally important that we make changes and start to really look at things and revamp how we go about things. A book that really opened my eyes to making significant changes about the way you operate in business and the way that you operate just in life in general. And I believe I recommended this book before, but it's a book called Rework. It is a phenomenal book. And if you can get your hands on it, it's a very easy read, but it is jam-packed with information. And I want to admonish you to go out and get that book. I'm going to link it in the show description if you're interested in reading it. But it's so important that we think about and rework our processes in the way that we go about things. Another thing that came to my mind and opened my eyes to see is that so many of these companies shut their doors and furloughed all of their people to save their businesses, to make sure that they had money in the bank and that they would be okay after this, but not really taking into account what is costing their employees to not work, or what is really costing their employees not to have emergency funds and things like that. And so abruptly companies just had to shut down completely. And so many people, like I said, has been affected by this. At this time of the recording, 16.8 million people have filed for unemployment. And the truth of the matter is, the real hard truth of this is that your company has no problem with firing you within a heartbeat. If it means their money and your livelihood, they're going to choose their money always. And they're not going to always look out for your best interests. And so the truth of the matter is that when you have sick time, or when you're actually sick, or when your child is sick, or when you just need a day to yourself to just kind of recalibrate, take your time off. Enjoy your life as much as you possibly can, because at the end of the day, nobody's going to be responsible for you but you. Another thing that I learned is to be vulnerable. This is the time where you need to ask for help. This is not the time for you to be prideful. So if you need food, money, encouragement, ask. Reach out to your circle. Reach out to your people and just say, hey guys, I'm feeling really alone right now. This quarantine is really starting to get the best of me. Could you call me, or could we do a Zoom time, or can I schedule some time with you? Maybe we can sit down at our tables and have coffee. I just miss human interaction and I need somebody. Or if you've been furloughed off your job and you need food and you don't have it, reach out and ask for help. Don't be ashamed to go to a food bank. And I know that a lot of parents are being hit because so many of them are being furloughed, as well as their child is at home, so they have no food to feed their child, and it's hard. But we're in this together, and we have to band together as a community to help one another. So just be vulnerable and ask for help if you need it. One of the things that's been helping me get through this hard time has been having a weekly Zoom call with my family, being able to see all of their faces and crack jokes and enjoy just the ambiance of them, even though I'm not in their presence. Just knowing that they're okay and us being together with them, it just makes my heart smile. So even in that, just being vulnerable and saying, hey guys, sometimes I really feel alone, and just having this time with you just makes me happy. So open up yourself if you can, or with whomever you want to open yourself up to, and allow yourself to be loved, because we need each other so much. And one of the final things that I've walked away learning from COVID-19 is it's time to examine the relationships you're in, including the one you're in with yourself. We have more time than we ever have. And honestly, like, we just never really thought we would have this much time, especially in this year. But so many people have been saying that 2020 is a year of perfect vision. We're going to be able to see things more clearly than what we have. And I want to admonish you to take this time to really get some 2020 vision about your relationships. If you're finding it hard to be alone with yourself, ask yourself the hard questions. Why am I afraid to be alone with myself? What is it about me that I don't like or I don't feel comfortable with? Set boundaries, ask questions, examine as much as you can, dig deep as much as you can, because it is necessary for us to walk out of this season better, recalibrated, and focused for whatever it is that we need to do. I believe this pandemic has revealed our weaknesses and it showed us our strengths. I believe that it's brought clarity in an uncommon way. I want to encourage you to do some thinking and planning for your life post-pandemic. Write down some things you want to do, some action steps that you can do. And if you can do any of that stuff now, do it. Keep your energy and your spirit up, and remember that this too shall pass. I am praying for everybody to remain healthy or get healthy and stay safe. My thoughts again are with anybody who has lost a family member to this pandemic. I'm also praying for every essential worker out there, medical staff and essential workers alike. I am praying for you guys, and I want to say thank you for your sacrifice and your service to keep our world somewhat normal. And I just want to say to you guys, I really do love you. I hope that you guys enjoyed this podcast. If you want to reach out to me, if you want to send an email or anything, you can email me at alianaanitashow@gmail.com. And of course, you can always hit me up on any social media platform. I am alianaanita on all of the things. I love you guys so much. And as always, stay relevant, be blessed, and now, more importantly, stay healthy and stay safe. I will talk to you guys soon. Love you. Bye.